It's been a year and a half since DOD first published its acquisition principles known as Better Buying Power, 23 separate initiatives designed to drive down acquisition costs, promote competition, and improve the acquisition workforce. One key tenet in the initiative is called should-cost management, the idea that DOD officials should manage according to what a program should cost, not what history has shown it will cost. Shay Assad is the director of defense pricing. He says should cost is an area where the department is still struggling.
We're still stuck on does cost, right? And that's a problem. And that's not just that within the contracting officer community, but it's the program management community, the auditors community, the DCMA price analyst community. You know, we're trying to get people's mindset into, no, what things should cost. Now, once we've established what they should cost, the question is, well, how can industry get there, right? Can they get there? Is there a reasonable path to where things presently do cost to where they should cost?
Assad told the Coalition for Government Procurement's spring conference that's where another part of Better Buying Power comes in, using profit as a motivator to give vendors more incentive to help bring program costs down. Assad says if it's done right, it's a win-win for both the government and good companies.
And some people have misinterpreted what better buying power is all about, and there are those out there who would like to believe that, well, this is really an attack on profitability. And that's not the case at all. That is not the case at all. What we're telling our contracting officers, use profitability as a means to incentivize industry to reduce their costs. And there should be a discrimination between companies who are focused on reducing their cost and companies who are not.
Assad says contracting officers and program managers on the government side are also being told to do all they can to remove barriers that prevent companies from bringing their costs down. He says they're also trying to make it easier for vendors to make smart decisions about where to invest their limited bid and proposal dollars. He says right now, too many competitions leave vendors confused about precisely what technical capabilities are most important to the government.
And so you're likely to see competitions where we say, if you perform or meet these three or four or five things, you could be blue. Right? Everything else, if you just meet it, we're okay with it. But these things are the most important things to us. And so that you understand what's going to discriminate between you and another competitor, right? Oftentimes, we kind of leave that in a nebulous environment where contractors truly do not understand, how do I win this thing? I know you're telling me that technical is more important, but what aspect of my technical approach or what aspect of what you're looking for are you going to value the most? And so we're going to try to do that for you, so that you can focus on, I know how to win this thing technically.
And Assad also pushed back against what he said is a widely circulating myth, that DOD is pushing its vendors to use low-price, technically acceptable procurements, even in situations where it's not appropriate. He says acquisition leaders are telling contracting officers they have to pay attention to price, but that doesn't mean they shouldn't pay attention to quality.
We're telling our contracting officers, you need to understand what your requirement is, and if in fact you don't see value in providing a level of service above a certain amount, price should play a more important factor. And it shouldn't surprise you that most of the time, the highest value performer from a technical point of view is usually the most effective or the best cost. I mean, those things do play hand in hand more often than not. But we've kind of got this mantra out there that's being spread around that frankly is inaccurate, and we're spending a lot of time with Congress explaining it to them, is that somehow if you care about price, you don't care about value. That's just not true, right? I mean, every one of us in everything we do with our own money certainly care about what we pay for it. But I can tell you there's no policy from DOD, absolutely not, with regard to we want you to start utilizing low-price, technically acceptable approaches.
Assad says DOD is also exploring ways to make more use of the General Services Administration's schedules to buy services. The Pentagon has asked GSA to set up a pilot program that would allow it to buy services on a cost-reimbursable basis in situations where firm fixed price terms aren't reasonable.
There may in fact be times when we have a very firm requirement, we understand what we need, we understand the performance basis on how we're going to measure it, so firm fixed price, perfectly appropriate, use the schedules and move forward. But there may be a time when that does not exist. And so we're trying to look to working with GSA to expand that potential opportunity base because, frankly, it is a user-friendly environment when we can use the schedules, right? We have a number of contracting officers who buy things who would prefer to use the schedules if they could. And so we're going to look to expand that a little bit.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.